So, you're looking for a new job. You go to your computer and you type in superawesomejobsimgoodat.com/made-up website, and you find a job that suits your fancy. Next, read the job requirements. Are you qualified? What characteristics are they looking for?
5 years experience as an emotional support animal. Are you using my account again?
To get a job, you have to have the right skills and or some sort of relevant training. No skills, no job. Well, God has that same expectation. Have you ever thought about what skills God requires? What if God had a job posting? There are lots of characteristics you can find in the Bible, but one scripture sums up what God's looking for, short and sweet. In Micah 6:8, it says, "This is what the Lord requires of you, to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God." So what does that all really mean? Okay, Google, what's do justly mean?
According to Wikipedia, Justin Randall Timberlake is an American singer-songwriter, actor, dancer, and record producer. Stop. And he's also a super cutie.
Stop.
Okay, now playing Stop by your
Google,
favorite
stop.
Artist, Christina Aguilera.
What does do justly mean?
Do justly, morally right or fair, upholds law or lives righteously.
Human nature makes us want to win. Competitions, comparisons, arguments. But when we go through life, always trying to jump to the top of the flagpole. Bend the truth to succeed.
How do you do, fellow kids?
What?
Or get massive likes on Instagram.
Hashtag doing it.
God's requirements kind of fall by the wayside. Isaiah 53:9 says, "He had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth." Jesus didn't try to manipulate or bend the truth. He wasn't worried about trying to win arguments or please people or look good. He was focused on being just and true. What if someone cuts you off in traffic?
What? Oh, we got a real winner here, don't we?
Or your neighbor keeps letting his dog create landmines all over your lawn even though you have repeatedly asked him to stop.
Come on!
Sometimes you almost want to ball that person up and pitch him in the trash. Kobe. But how does God deal with this? Does he ball us up and throw us in the trash when we make a mistake or break one of his rules? How does he want us to treat others? Our mercy must be like God's mercy for Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. Israel did not deserve God's mercy, but he forgave them over and over and over again. We should show mercy to others, even if they don't deserve it. Even if they're annoying. Like Trish from accounting. When you compare yourself to other people, it's easy to think that you know more than you do. But you get a completely different perspective altogether when you compare yourself to God. Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Whose hands have gathered up the wind? Who has wrapped the waters in a cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is the name of his son? Surely you know. Basically, anything of worth comes from God, not us. We can only strive to reflect what he is and does. Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. These three requirements show us what our action should be every day.
Mr. Jonathan McGee, are you ready?
Yes. What did I do with that resume? Oh, there it is.